Blog Talk Radio.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين.
You're listening to American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected.
Community-wide Shura and AM 360 invite you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event to strengthen our national intelligentsia and network. Contact underwriting today at cwsconline@gmail.com. That's cwsconline@gmail.com, or call 910-317-0297, 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake this world into a better place.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليكم and welcome to Community Buzz and the Community Developmental Stages. I am Martha Naila Abdullah, and I seek refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, I'm giving an open testimony, declaration, that Allah is the one God. There are absolutely no partners with Allah. And Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, is a servant and messenger of Allah. Greetings of peace, dear listeners, now here in the studio with me and those who will be listening later. And we say to you, again, God's peace be upon you or be with you. And we pray that the love that we all have been embodied with is being shared. We pray that the compassion is being shared, that it is open in our hearts and in our minds. And we pray that those who are going to and fro of the destinations are being eased in the process of going, and that those who have met their destinations for temporary, you know, moments for the moment, you know, you're going somewhere, and then you're going to return. We pray that your travel is a peaceful one and that you return as Almighty God will. And we pray that all of our families are seeking to have a better life, that we're seeking with our thinking, we're seeking with our heart and our prayers, and we're seeking with our actions to make our lives better and to know that we influence the life of someone else. What we think and then do will impact the life of self and others. So we pray that the impact will be that of peace, love, and compassion. And we give it our all. All praise be to the Almighty, opener, the closer, the revealer, the concealer, the guardian evolver, the revolver, the fashioner, the designer, the maker, the ruler, the owner, the originator, the love, the peace, the kind, the just, the one, the almighty. Oh, it is so wonderful, everyone. So as we begin tonight, as every night we pray that we are reading Quran. And for those who aren't in touch with the book, the pages, the actual paper book, that you're reading Quran by acknowledging, yes, there is air. Yes, there is the sun and the moon and the stars. Yes, there is electricity. And yes, there is the heat and the coolness. Yes, we are in a galaxy and other galaxies exist. Yes, there's space, there's time. Yes, there is life. Read the book. And yes, I am, because the one who created everything made me to be the I am. I am human. And I want to be human. So let's continue from where we left off last week. With discussing the human being human. And tonight, we're going to take ourselves into the years ago when I was younger, I was always looking up words. And my mother would say, get the dictionary and get words, see how many words you can spell out of the word that you have. And so my sister and I, we would look up long words, right? One that you know, the one, anti-disestablishmentarianism. Oh, we would have a party getting words out of words. But then someone would give us a short word and say, now, get how many words you can out of that. And then we love those word puzzles. I love the cryptogram where you have to see faces and some letters, and then you get to see where there's a conjunction, and then you get to where there are letters that are for other letters. Excuse me, they're not spaces in this. There are letters that are referencing other letters, and once you get, if you figure out that the M is really the E, then everywhere there's an M, you place an E. And if you find that the T that is there is actually an O, then and you get the hang of that, of course, when you finish, you will have a paragraph or a sentence, poem, and it will be so thrilling to know that you figured it out. You figured the hidden meaning. Well, tonight, alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Well, everyone, and I'm doing my presentation tonight right here live, alhamdulillah. So I'm going to join him in. I love Fuli. But who just entered, another son of mine, who just loves it. I adopt so many people, don't I? Okay, well, let's go to the Quran, shall we? Alhamdulillah. Let's see here. We pray that you have had a wonderful day, starting with the, one moment. Go here to, so that you can follow me if you like. We're going to go, tonight we're going to go right to Surah 23, all right? Al-Mu'minun, and the believers, plural, right? What makes it plural? The Wow and the Nun. Actually, when we think of it, Iman, meaning faith, right? And this is saying believers. What makes it the believers? What makes it the person? What makes it connect with us, with people, the word? And it is actually, you would think that it's the pronoun on the end, the Wow Nun, but it's and, I won't say but. It's the meme at the beginning, as we know that meme and the Nun, the Alif, the meme and the Nun, Amana, yes, or Iman, if you put a kasra under the Alif, you know, the stroke that goes under the Alif, then it's Iman, and then Mukminun, but the meme and the Nun on the inside is what makes it the actual faith or belief. The mu, the meme on the at the beginning with the dhamma is like impregnating, all right, expanding. When it's the fatha, it is opening, but the dhamma expands and puts it in action, or lets you know that it's action going on. The meme at the beginning is the place where this operates, everything, whatever is taking place, where it functions, where it goes on. And this meme is indicating that it's in our thinking. It is the place where the belief happens, is in our thinking. So our thinking is where? In our head and our brain. The thinking is going on. So where does the belief occur? It occurs, and it says that the brain has a heart and the heart has a brain. It means that the power of it, the operation of it is like the brain. The heart operates like it has a brain. And the brain operates like it has a heart because we have compassion. We think compassionately. We think empathetically. We think so that we can have love. And we, when we think of peace, how do we get the peace? We have to think on it and see the functioning of peace, meaning what we do, we put ourselves and then in the environment. Like we say, okay, I'm going to go to the beach. What are we striving for? What are we seeking? We're seeking peace. Peace for what? Thought. And the peaceful thought then gives us peace in our heart. Our heart is content. Our mind is content. But if anything disrupts that peace, such as some chaos happening, it doesn't mean that peace doesn't exist. It's just that our thinking was interrupted. Now we have to be in control of our thinking. We don't become disruptive. We don't become angry. We don't become aggravated. We become curious, perhaps, but until we find out what the chaos is all about, we still should be able to be at peace. because the Creator is the one in charge. When we know that, we take a deep breath. Even if somebody just we realize that someone just plowed into our car, and our peace has been disrupted or interrupted. But you know what? That too shall pass. Let's go to Surah Al-Mu'minun. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح المؤمنون Taking refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. God, and have been told that that means emphatically that the truth is, the character of truth is aflaha, is in the past tense, and but it is in the causative position, meaning that this belief, there's that which causes it to occur, to have occurred. So what caused it to have occurred? Think about it. What causes peace to be in the mind of the belief of the person who's believing? What causes it? What makes it become or be a definite? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the revealer here. So if Allah revealed, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ let's see, who shared their interpretation here. Abu Yad says, the believers, and in parentheses, who believe in Allah and His Messenger, affirm what He brought and responded to His call. That means that they have indeed become successful. And we know success is, and I say this is a causative, is in a positive situation. Something causes. So this success, like you say, hayal al-falah, this is the word. Falah. It doesn't mean that the success is going to happen without trial or hardship. And it doesn't mean it's going to happen immediately. And it means that through the process, there's going to be a lot of love, living, and learning. A love, learning, and living. Take it like how you want. But success comes in a very loving manner. That means we learn. And from the learning, we gain the success. Yes, it's going to be a trial. That which is beneficial doesn't come easy. Doesn't have to be hard in the way that we think of working on a chain gang. I don't know why I'm choosing chain gang, but a chain gang. But it means that we are not going to just take a deep breath and voila, it has happened. No, the success happens after the work, not before. So alhamdulillah, in this word, then the cause there for the success in the causing of it is from the believer gaining this belief because something has occurred to cause the belief. Cause the success to happen. Success of what? Success of believing. So alhamdulillah. Let's continue on. Alladheena hum fi salatihim khashi'un. those who humble themselves in prayer and the Kashi'un is that in a very revering manner. Let's look at the words here. Ulladina, those who whom. We often say, you know, it's they or them. Yes, but them how? Whom? Ulladina whom? Those of them who or those in the toiletihim. Now you have ha, the soft ha, soft h, ha mim in whom, and you have ha mim in he, whom and he. Remember the whom, it has the dhamma above it. The heem has the kathra below it. So the ulladina whom, submissiveness, written. In order to submit, we have to open ourselves up. Many would say our vulnerability comes out. We allow ourselves to be vulnerable because we are submitting to learn. We're still in that learning position. And the solah, the heem, means that we are involved in the solah. Remember we said that the kathra denotes action. Or yes. So we know that we're involved in the prayer, not just saying a prayer, but we're believing, and we have to keep the connection with the belief that we believe in what we're doing now. Connected, saying those who from the top, what makes the success be definite for the believers, for those who put forth the belief, it is those who did this, involved in the salat, in the prayer. Kashi'un. And so the Kashi'un, let's just leave it just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed it. All right? You're reading right along with me. We're going to go now to number 3, ayat 3. We're on Surah 23, Al-Mu'minun. والذين هم عن والذين هم عن اللهو عن اللهو معرضون. Point out right away, you see the Ein Ra Thoth. Ein Ra Thoth. But in this Ein Ra Thoth is this Mu is in the front, in the beginning of it. So again, if it's true to the Mu Minun as the faith, the belief happening where, then we can say that it will be true here. Mu'aridon. Where it now we say Arab, some say that it is some refer to dry. Okay. We it's close to what we say in art, the earth or turning. Those who turn away from that which will cause shame or cause discord or cause disobedience or even in speech, even in our feeling and in our speech. As a matter of fact, I think in Juma today earlier, speaking about how spacious the earth is, so we don't have to stay in the environment or in the space where were being disrespected. So those who turn away from all forms, and it's an inference, all forms of, again, this is Abu Ilyas, who has offered his interpretation of futility, such as shirk, disobedience, shameful, evil speech, and all that is vain and devoid of benefit in speech and action. So when we are reading, we're studying Arabia for the purpose of reading Quran. And when reading Quran, we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's guidance, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's guidance, and seeking the guidance of Allah. We don't want to go to an extreme to make ourselves be the all in all in our research and in our striving to understand how to be human. How to be human. All of this, Surah 23 for tonight, is leading us to understand that human, being human, has to include this in its way of being. So when we read Surah 23, whatever translation we use, just notice, just look at the Arabic. See the use of the words throughout Quran and what some of the renderance are pretty much in using the dictionary. But there will be a spirit of understanding that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us all with, that we enter the Quran with an open heart and an open mind. And that as we are asking for guidance, our life, then we turn around and look at the picture of the life that we are living, formed a stage in our life. And we're on a stage, I should say. And we're performing. And whenever we are not in the right actor, we're not the right actor that connects with what we just read. It's not acting, but the actor is the one who's performing and the one who's connecting to being the actor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already fashioned us, has already designed what we're going to, how we're going to do, what we're going to use. We can only use hands, arms, feet, legs. We can only use these parts. There are no other parts. I mean, sure, we can call it artificial limb, but what are we doing? We're just replacing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created it to be. We're not coming up with trying to be spiders or be octopus or be snakes. And try to take on their life, their participation in this life. We have a form, and that form is first the form of that comes out from faith. That's the true form. So the physical form that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us as our physical body, we learn how to use it, how useful it is. Now, sure, there are those who are born without arms even, or they are in an accident and wind up without any arms, and they have to use it. And Allah makes it possible that they're able to, their hip will become slip-jointed, and their knee will be slip-jointed, where they can use their feet, their toes. Situation, but we learn to adapt and adopt the ways that are necessary for us to live. But it does not take us out of our human form that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us in. Alhamdulillah. All right, let's go for a pause for the cause, everyone. Well past it. So if you want to participate, please press 1 on your phone. And in between, we're going to be sharing with you some of the happenings around the country. in the community, primarily with the leadership that we so connected with, of Imam Warsuddin Mohammed, Rahim Allahulah, and our partners, those who we've gotten to know, come to know, and we want to share their information with you as well. So press 1 if you have a question or you want to make a comment, and when we return, we will open your mic. This is Martha Nyla Abdullah, and again, this is Community Buzz and Community Developmental Stages.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to AM 360. Join your host, Munira Habil, every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we explore relationship topics addressing what we didn't know, what we've learned, and what we need to know and why. Because on this show, it's all about courtship and marriage.
American Muslim 360 is proud to present the Thursday morning edition of A New Day for Al-Islam in America Radio with your host, Yusuf Ramadan.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Dafrita Hadi, director of the CWSC Model Community National Resource Directory and host of Al-Islam in Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360 Islamic radio station, asking you to join me Saturday evening, 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, to share stimulating Islamic information and insight as we unite our spiritual and intellectual perceptions and cultivate our human existence together. Inshallah, I will hear you at the lab. Assalamu alaikum.
Peace and blessings. I'm DeLacy Umar Phillips, producer and host of the dynamic Islamic faith program Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty, right here on AM 360 radio broadcast, the number one Islamic station in the nation, where your intellect is respected, your voice protected. Brought to you each Saturday, 10 a.m. till 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty is how we focus on the principles of Al-Islam and how they prepare us to be successful in the dynamic, diverse life of the Western culture. Thank you. See you right here, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, every Saturday. Peace and blessings.
Assalamu alaikum. This is your brother, Kareem Hamid, inviting you to join in the study group of the lecture of Imam Warsuddin Muhammad Rahimahullah Alayhi, broadcast Saturday morning at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time here on American Muslim 360. The first hour, we shall play a lecture or address from Imam Warsuddin Muhammad Rahimahullah Alayhi. And in the second hour, we shall open up the telephone line and share with each other the various beneficial points of interest contained in the lecture or address. So join the study group of the lectures of Imam Warsuddin Muhammad Rahimahullah Alayhi on the evolution of revolutionary thought and created purpose every Saturday at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on American Muslim 360. Let's share. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Sister Khalida Akbar Abdulaziz, Program Manager for American Muslim 360, inviting you to join us every Wednesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. for Narrative Aspiration. Believe, when we aspire, we go higher. each and every Wednesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Okay, men, this is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. It's up to you. So what are you going to do? You're going to go grocery shopping, cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments. Don't you forget about the pharmacy. No, you won't. Because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Don't ever give up. This is your time to show the world, your family, and yourself that you're tougher than tough. Now go out there and be the best caregiver this world has ever seen.
Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
All right, and we are back. This is Martha Nagler Abdullah, and we are with CWSC Community Buzz. And the question is, have you heard? And we're going to be intermingling this information with community developmental states, because we are of communities, first the community of self. We know pretty much who we are, who we've come to be, let's put it that way, who we have come to be. And because we are part of a population of the human family, called the human family, we have to be human. So we are not going to assume that we've been totally human. We've been using our desires, and we've been acquiring things, and we've been assuming, yes, I'm saying assuming, we've been assuming that we needed to take things and just load them into our home, quote unquote our home, and just have things, stuff in our home. And we call, and we identify with it, and then we say, that's mine. Somebody stole my what? Stole my radio, stole my car, stole my couch, stole my television, stole my apartment or the house. They don't steal that, but they stole our things. Or someone entered our home because we have a key now. We own the presence of that space, and we are paying for it. So we feel we own it. Now, in all that I just mentioned, do you think that, those things have contributed to our thinking that has kind of moved us away from the continuous thought of Almighty God? And I'm not speaking to, you know, of course, for those of us who are consciously wanting to stay in the remembrance of Almighty God, and at every point, every turn that we make, that we want to think first before we act. We want to do the best thing, the most appropriate thing, and we want to contribute to the life of others. So in all of that, are we acquiring stuff and then we're to the point that we've become hoarders, even though we are quote-unquote believers? Are we hoarders? Are we hoarders of information? Have we gotten so much, so many books and so much information that we've acquired that we could probably be a mechanic? We could probably be whatever. We've studied. We've studied and studied. Does it have a portal for use? Have we found an avenue to use it? Just a question. All right. So we go to what we want to share from those who have sent in information to CWSC, to Gmail. And if you have information you want to share, please send it to info@cwsc.us. Info at cwsc.us.
www.AAMTV60.us. And if you're on our mailing list, you probably have been bombarded with a lot of email. All right. But let's go to the Mercy Corps. Mercy Corps Giving Tuesday Matching Gift Challenge begins now. This year of unprecedented challenge demands an equally unprecedented response from every one of us who cares about what happens to people enduring extreme hardship around the globe. There truly is no time to waste. So rather than wait until the Giving Tuesday, we are opening our Giving Tuesday matching challenge to help ensure you can make the most of this chance to multiply your impact. I'm reading this because I'm stepping away from what they've written. I'm reading this because CWSC, on behalf of all of our donors, we do contribute to organizations, and Mercy Corps is one of them. So it said, as war, poverty, and climate-driven disasters put millions of people at risk, they're looking for your gift today, which has the power to help make tomorrow safer, healthier, and brighter for families in 40-plus countries. Jada, her name is actually spelled T, capital T, J-A-D-A. D-O-Y-N, D apostrophe O-Y-E-N, McKenna, M-C-K-E-N-N-A, Alaikum Assalam. Mercy Corps Chief Executive Officer. And Mercy Corps Department, West National Processing Center, P.O. Box 37800. Boone, Iowa, 50037-4800. I'm giving that information. I'd love to give the phone number, too. But our presentations are archived for those who want to go back and hear it again. The number, phone number from Mercy Corps, O-R-G, if you want to go on the website. And the number is 888-747-7440, Portland, Oregon, they are located for that. It's 888-747-7440. All right, continuing on. Shoulder to shoulder. And shoulder to shoulder, standing with American Muslims, advancing American ideals. And they're promoting for Thanksgiving, shoulder to shoulder. The role of gratitude in the Muslim tradition is often captured by the Arabic word shukr. In its pure essence, shukr is to recognize the goodness one receives. This can manifest as a feeling, behavior, or social transaction. Above all, it is a form of worship. Shukr not only helps instill appreciation and cooperation between people, as well as love for the Creator, so brings about a profound change in us as individuals. And then they reference the Art of Gratitude, Quranic themes on Shukr, Yaqeen Institute for Islamic Research. Many of you may know about Yaqeen Institute for Islamic Research. The Yaqeen Institute. Kareem, a 40-year-old IT professional, feels a crushing sense of bitterness. This is something from the Institute. He's successful in his career, does not have any health problems, and his income puts him in the top 1% of U.S. household incomes at $350,000+. He even has healthy children and a supportive wife. Yet, somehow, life just feels like it's not what he had in mind. He might have everything in the world to some people, but he simply cannot find that contentment he is so desperately looking for. Zainab, on the other hand, is a single mother of four children. Her husband, the main breadwinner of the family, tragically died from a sudden cardiac arrest at the age of 36. Zainab was left to mourn the loss of her husband and care for her family single-handedly. Her salary of $37,000 is enough to feed everyone and pay the bills, but she's only one disaster away from homelessness and poverty. Despite living paycheck to paycheck, she has made it a habit to always give a portion of her little income to other individuals in need. Her tongue is in constant praise of Allah, in gratitude for everything he has blessed her with. The stories of Kareem and Zainab, while anecdotal, illustrate two very real lived experiences. We find ourselves drowning in countless blessings. And while we have so much beyond our basic needs, a sense of contentment never settles within us. We long to be like Zainab, who despite her numerous challenges as a single working mother, has unlocked a key to true happiness and pleasure, gratitude. Being grateful for what we have, benefits us in so many more ways than we can imagine, and the data proves it. Research studies have demonstrated how a sense of gratitude is associated with increased well-being, physical health, and a reduced desire for material gain. Given how life-changing gratitude can be in regard to our well-being, one might think that it would be readily practiced. Shockingly, however, one poll found that only roughly half of Americans regularly express gratitude. 52% of women and 44% of men. And even when people agreed that gratitude is important, 90% of respondents, only about half of those individuals, 50% of respondents, admitted to regularly expressing it to family, to friends, and colleagues. The classic sentiment, quote, "I think it's very important, but I don't do it," end of quote, common when it comes to gratitude. That, everyone, as you can imagine, I'm not reading now, I'm making comment, that is with many of us, and sometimes we may just say forgetfulness, all right? Forgetfulness. But all, as it stated here, all too often, being grateful winds up being something that we connect with because we want more and more and more. We're not satisfied, so to speak, with the gratefulness. Shoulder to Shoulders address the National Religious Campaign Against Torture, P.O. Box 91820, Washington, D.C., 20090. Again, their mailing address, you can put Shoulder to Shoulder Campaign, care of the National Religious Campaign Against Torture, P.O. Box 91820, Washington, D.C., 20090. And again, if you're on our mailing list, you will be getting this information, all right? And if we are not on our mailing list, please file me your email, and that's info at cwsc.us. All right, continuing on. To the Dawah Center, Milwaukee Islamic Dawah Center at 5135 North Teutonia, that's capital T-E-U-T-O-N-I-A Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53209. Their phone number is 414-462-1998. That's Jumu'ah Mubarak. Khutbah, they start at 1, the khutbah at 1 p.m. and prayer at 1:30. The khatib was Brother Faisal Khaitani. The daily five prayers, Fajr, Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, and Isha. And Isha for them is at 7 p.m. Are they on Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. And they were referencing the major sins. Milwaukee Islamic Dawah Center, Trail of Tears. The time is November 19th, tomorrow, Saturday, at 4:30 p.m. through November 20th to 7 p.m. And it's going to be in Milwaukee at 2110 West Hampton Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Again, this is on the Trail of Tears, Saturday, November 19th, 4:30 to 7 p.m. of November 20th. The Cherokee people called this journey the Trail of Tears because of its devastating effects. Over 15,000 migrants faced hunger, disease, and exhaustion on the forced march. December 10th, and this still is Milwaukee Muslim Community. This is Milwaukee Muslim Women Coalition, an annual gala upholding America's promise. December 10th, 2022, that's on a Saturday, 6 p.m., Marcus Performing Arts Center, 929 North Water Street, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53202. RSVP deadline is November 17th, which was yesterday. But give it a try anyway, all right? Marcus Center is absolutely unable to accommodate reservations after November 17th. Oh, see, I'm reading this. Due to supply chain issues with ordering the food. So it was nice while it lasted in my thinking. Note, and they are a 501c3 not-for-profit organization. The Milwaukee Muslim Women Coalition. If you want to contact them, it's 414-962. No, that's the 4,000 is for the New Horizons Center. That's for the tickets. But we already have been told that you can't do the tickets. So the main number for Milwaukee, is 414-462-1998. Again, 414-462-1998. The Milwaukee Muslim Women Coalition says that they're hiring. Teachers are in need for English, art, and child care. Beginning November 1st on Saturdays from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Teachers needed for the Afghan, quote, Be a Buddy unquote, program. Teachers will assist participants in team building activities, art projects, and tutoring. Hamilton High School, 6215 West Warnimont, that's Warnimont Avenue in Milwaukee. Contact Rawand Yazal, Youth Development Director, and that email, oh no, it says ryazaw at mmwconline.org or call 414-727-4900. Again, for teachers in need, you want to participate with the educational need, you dial 414-727-4900. That's in the Milwaukee, Wisconsin area. Okay. They're offering the GED to those who are in need of one. If you need preparation before taking the general educational development exam, the Ma'aruf of Milwaukee offers classes to help you learn what you need to know. Basic skills, courses, and classes at MATC's adult high school can help you catch up on English, mathematics, science, and social studies, no matter what your skill level. Basic skills instruction is geared to those who do not have a high school diploma. Instruction levels range from grades 0 to 12. Basic skills subjects include reading, mathematics, science, and writing. And, of course, the course as for 2023, January 16th through May 5th, 11 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Tuesdays, 11 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. So that's Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Wednesdays from January 16th through May 5th. Yes. All right. Says in order to connect to register, call 414-455-8329. That's 414-455-8329. All classes will be held at 2110 West Hampton Avenue in Milwaukee. All righty, dear listeners, and now we're going to go to the board here. If you have any questions or comments you'd like to share, we're here, and we will open your mic if you press 1 on your phone. Do you have any information to share at this time for Community Buzz? And the question is, have you heard? And we'd like to hear from you. If there's action going on in your area that you want to inform us of, please, by all means. We know that if you have a connection with Muslim Journal and you want to read something from the Muslim Journal of what's happening around the United States, please, by all means, share with us. We'd love to hear from you. I'm electronically on with Muslim Journal, and I'm not looking at it right now. We know of Study Al-Islam every Sunday, and you can hear it right here on AM 360. For those, we did receive some information from Free Conference Line. Free Conference Line, you know, your carrier, your phone carrier for many, have told you that you have to pay the extra $3. Well, we checked into it, and we inquired with Free Conference because your carrier is determining that the broadcast number is a Free Conference Line number. Well, pre-conference has a way of connecting you, bypassing that $3 charge. So please give us a call at 910-317-0297, and we will share that information with you, or we can share it now. There's a code number that they give us, and then you dial that number, and then it will ask you for the number that you're trying to go get through to. 917-856 is this. Brother Bilal Jamal, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can hear you. I'm Bilal. I'm outside. It's kind of windy, that's right. Alhamdulillah. Sister, I wanted to know what day and time is the marriage program?
Tuesdays at 7 p.m. with Munira Habil Uma.
Munira Habil Uma. Okay, inshallah, I'm going to try to get married again if Allah bless you.
You want to share some information about you? I mean, just simple stuff. We're not asking for deep details.
Well, I'm a brother who's been in the community since 1980, and I live in New York. I've been married before. I have a bunch of kids, but thank Allah, they're all grown. They're all doing well. They're out of the house. I'm retired 2 times over. Thank Allah. And I just want to serve humanity. So Allah put me in the ground, or my family put me in the ground, or someone put me in the ground. And I think I'm a good brother, inshallah.
Okay. Alhamdulillah. Thank you for stepping to the plate and saying yes, yes, yes.
Yes, yes, yes. And it's been a while, so thank you very much, sister.
You're more than
Tuesdays
welcome.
Tuesdays at 7.
Tuesdays at 7. Yes, sir. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay, inshallah, I'll try to tune in. Thank you very much. Have a good evening.
You're quite welcome. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
All right, dear listeners. Press 1. Let's see. We have 914-434. Mohammed Sharif. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, Sister Martha.
This is my dear sister.
How are you?
Say your name again.
Sharifa.
I wanted to hear the combination, like we said before. You say Sharifa.
Well, actually, the full name is Sharifa Muhammad Sharif. So our names kind of merge together because I'm Sharifa Muhammad and he's Muhammad Sharif.
Yes, yes. The beautiful. All right, my dear sister, go right ahead.
Okay, I was calling to ask if you can repeat the numbers regarding the free conference cost.
Okay. I'm going to share what they shared with me. And when I asked the question, they said, oh, yeah, just use that number. I pray that it works. But here it is, everyone who's listening. Again, the process is you're going to be asked for the number that you're wanting to call, all right? When they ask that, then you dial in the 515 or whichever number you choose, 425 or the 515 number for AM360. All right, let's see here. Let's see if this was yesterday. Yes, okay. Okay, it is 720-844-844-1256.
1256. Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're quite welcome. I pray that that works. And if not, we'll be calling them back to get another number, because we were searching for a way to help everyone who's experiencing the difficulty. I experienced it, but wound up changing carriers.
Yes, and I'm having problems with it, too, on my phone.
Okay. Well, inshallah, that.
Did you hear what Muhammad said? He said, that's why I'm on his phone.
Yeah. We hear you, Muhammad. Oh, that's beautiful. All right, love.
Thank you so very much.
And you will let us know if it works.
Oh yes.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum.
Wow, alaikum assalam.
Oh, that is so sweet, everyone. That's beautiful. All right, everyone. If you want to share again, by all means, press 1. As I'm going to go into reading some information now. And again, if there are any activities happening around your area, in your area, please, by all means, share. And before I, if I don't see anybody raising their hand, okay. What's happening here in the Tampa Bay? You can go to this morning's presentation, the very end of it. While you're here, you can listen to the entire CWSC Friday Roundtable. But definitely at the end with Wali Salahuddin, who is the convener for Florida Conference of Muslim Americans. Now, what's going to take place on Sunday, on the third Sunday of the month, right here we host the United Ta'lim. Now, if you're in a different area and you want to share your United Ta'lim, please, by all means, let us know. And, of course, with the adjustment from the CEO, the senior management team, we get permission from them if it's appropriate that they don't have anything scheduled on an AM360 schedule. But the United Ta'lim is already in place for the Florida Conference of Muslim Americans on Sundays at 12 to 1. So if you have another time, inshallah, we can inquire, all right? But 12 to 1. But this Sunday will be from 11:30 to 1. Right after we finish with Study Al-Islam, we move right into United Ta'lim. Why? Well, you know the CWSC has been initiating or officiating the 50-year Human Family Strategic Planning Initiative. Everything is strategy for all of our questions that we've been asking about. What are we to do? How are we going to do it? When are we going to do whatever it is we're going to do? And I'm referring to the human family. And so one focus of that is pioneers. And we know that we're all inch by inch getting into that state of being called pioneer. Pioneer even just by saying we're of a particular faith for so many years, or we've been in a community for so many years, we've lived somewhere. We've gone through a lot of hardship and cultivated the territory, whether it's been in governance, education, economical arenas, or the sociocultural, however it's been. But here in the Tampa Bay area, going back to the days of the Nation of Islam, much occurred during the time period of getting rid of the last name. Many of you remember that. Many of you perhaps just heard about it. So there's a young lady and her husband who were around that time, and this particular young lady was the secretary for this area issuing the X, actually putting the names giving the letters out to those who were receiving their X. And so being that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed them, and there's so much that they have gone through and experienced, and we want to honor them, their life, and their life when they were younger, and their lives when they had their families, And there are children now that have grown up and are still connected. Children have children. So, and they've been very close to the community, taking in children from the community and seeing them on through their educational success period. So it's a lot. I'm just briefing you. But this particular United Tylene is all about the generation connection on the 50-year Human Family Strategic Planning Initiative. Is generation connection. How do we do that? How do we keep the connection? And how am I your what? Okay. And how do we keep the connection? And what does the planning look like? So that's what Temple Bay, one of our partners, Temple Bay Area Muslim Association, is going to be putting into practice, in their connection to put the planning in action for honoring the pioneers. Now, I know we've honored pioneers throughout the years, convention-wise or events-wise, but did we actually see learn about the process? Now, those who did it understand, but we want to open it up and let it be heard in a planning for the planning. All right. So that is what Sunday will be about. So we invite everyone to please tune in. Please, we pray that other generational individuals are able to listen in, share their thoughts. 11:30, we're coming in 11:30 so that we can have that moment of sharing what to expect. And then at 12 p.m. exactly, Imam Abdul Karim Ali, president of Tampa Bay Area Muslim Association, we'll be addressing the community and stating just what I stated partly and more. And then he will turn it over to those who are here in the local area or the two individuals where they live. And they live in Clearwater. Now, you often hear Tampa Bay Area Muslim Association, right? Well, we are a combination of cities. We're open for individuals from anywhere in the realm of the Tampa Bay area. We have a city called Tampa, and then we have the whole Tampa Bay area. You know St. Petersburg and Clearwater, and we're primarily pretty much on the peninsula, It's just like the thumb on your finger, on your hand. And then there's Tampa, which is more inland. And then there are other cities connected around that way inland-wise. So we want to have this planning process take place, and from that planning, then the honoring will take place. But we want to hear more about around the country about those who are being honored. We know in the years that in the Muslim Journal, we want to broadcast it. Why? Because we know that we are, AM360 is being heard not just here in your state or your city, but in China, in Saudi Arabia, in Egypt, in Morocco, in Ghana, yes, in Ethiopia, in Australia, and many more countries, and even in Germany. And in Europe, in France, in Sweden, and definitely in Canada, and then to us, even in Brazil. So because we are heard, the human family, and we want the human family to, the generations to be more involved. Well, when the generations understand that you don't disconnect, you don't go your separate way, you stay connected. And you keep the communication, and then you collaborate with those who are in a wiser position, inshallah. And we want to help. That, inshallah, will help us with even the home. We may see the homeless situation and think it's impossible to render any kind of solution for it. I don't believe so. I believe that there is a solution. It may be individuals become homeless, but there's always keeping the human family connected. All right, if you have any questions or comments, let's hear from you. Let's go to 314-395. Assalamu alaikum. Ah, your mic is open, 314-395.
Sister, this is Sister Dorsey. I just wanted to ask you, if I ordered that record, could I get it?
Now I'll have to look into that for you, Sister Dorsey. Really, because we have it electronically on our computer board, on our broadcasting board. But I will definitely look into that for you.
Okay.
Because the author of it, I went online on YouTube and found it.
But
I think Thomas Abdus-Salam had already recorded it, and we both, I think, were thinking that it was Wilmore Siddiqui, but it's Abdur-Rahim Hatem. So I will look that up and see if it's purchasable. Is that a word, purchasable?
Right. Okay. All right. Yeah, you can make good money from that. From that, you know. Sell it for a reasonable price.
We will check with if the author is able to be connected with us to have him come on, God willing. And apparently he's made other songs as well.
Yeah, that's good. I would appreciate it very much.
Yes, ma'am.
I will
be contacting you then.
Right, okay. Assalamu alaikum.
Inshallah. Alaykum as-salam. Thank you for the quest. All right. And press 1, everyone, if you're – I've muted your mic. Now you can press 1. Press 1, it will take your hand down. And then should you have a question or comment, press 1 again, and I will open your mic. And now I still see 914, Sharifa, your mic is – well, Muhammad's mic is open. I mean, Muhammad's hand is still raised. Press 1 on his phone and let me know that you're okay. And you'll press 1 again if you want to come back in. And likewise with Jamal, 917-856, your hand is still raised. 1 and go out and then press 1 and come back in. If you can hear me. All right. Okay, let's go, everyone. What did I say I was going to share? Anyone want to remind me here? Okay, thank you, Jamal and Sharifa or Muhammad. Press 1 on your phone, and it will take you out, and you can come back in. I love reading from the Quran. I know you do, too. But I'm going to hold off. Let me go here. I just cannot. Let's go to this right here from An-Nisa. All right, An-Nisa. And it is, again, Ayat 1 of An-Nisa. I know we read it often, right? أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث من هما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا صدق الله العظيم. And this rendering, everyone, this rendering is from, let's see, who is this? Mustafa Khattab. And I'm sharing with you because when we get into asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance, you know, it's okay, especially when we truly want to understand, we're seeing words. And so this is what our dear Brother Mustafa Khattab has offered, all right? Seeking refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All humanity, be mindful of your Lord who created you from a single soul, and from it he created its mate. And through both he spread countless men and women. And be mindful of Allah in whose name you appeal to one another, and honor family ties. Surely Allah is ever watchful over you. Surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth. But that is his rendering. That when he looked at Arham, which is from the Rahmah, and we know in that Rahmah, we hear you blow that hard H. It's not Rahmah. It's Rahmah. And we hear that when we pronounce Ruh. It is the hard H. But that raw, and as Anissa Dewan, she says, and turn your tongue upward towards the roof of your mouth and kick it out real quick, like as to say, you're not saying Ra with a flat tongue. You can practice it. Like bend your tongue inward and raw, fold it outward, raw, open your mouth. You know, it's like, let's not be cute here, raw, raw. So when we're saying R, we're folding our tongue back, R, hem, and then we blow out with that he, and there's an alif there, so we hold it a little, R, Ham, Arham. So praise be to Almighty God. I love looking at that because, of course, you hear the Rahmah. So when we're saying Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, the heaviness of that ha. And because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that puts the mercy in us for us to extend that mercy. Have mercy. Please, truly have mercy. But when we look at, as we spoke of before, and seeing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes, ya ayyuhannas taqu. Actually, you go right into it, but taqi, that we're reverencing, we're revering, we're really having that deep devotion for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As what? As the Rabbakum. Not saying Rabbikum. Rabbi would be the connection with you, saying my Lord. Rabbah, remember the fatah is open. Is opening us up to our Lord to have that connection with the the merciful one, the creator, the and you know, the Rob. So alhamdulillah. I just love it. Press one on your phone if you have any comments to share, inshallah, God willing, and we will open your mic, all right? We will open your mic. If you have anything you would like to share on what we're sharing tonight, this is community developmental stages. So we want to speak to ourselves every step of the way. Truly, you know, we love having Salat during the time that we're on. Maybe we'll have to back it up to 6 p.m. so that we can have Salat together, right? Right, because the time changed. So now Isha is just before we come on. Mm. Or is it just before, just at? But Isha, Maghrib is in at the 5-ish hour. So as we're now, we're connecting, inshallah, perhaps we'll double check on Isha, see how far it is. But we love making Salat together. Yes. This is a developmental process for us. We don't want to put ourselves to wear side of the prayer time. In other words, I guess what I'm saying, we don't avoid prayer time to get things done. We want to, if whatever we're doing, we want to include on our calendar. I pray that when you are making your calendar out, that you have all your prayers down first, right? As I speak to the children, the young minds, I said, okay, well, we know everything that we want to get done. You know, look at your schedule, and in between, there's prayer. Prayer first, and then whatever you have to get done. I mean, you know, you're going to make that time separate. Now, there will be times that we may not be able to do it right then, but Allah is so merciful. What do? In those times, we make the prayer up, right? So praise be to Almighty God. It's not an extreme situation. Now, another thing is, and I want to offer this to you as what we do, when we're writing something, beginning to write something, the children, you know, take out their paper, they have their pen or pencil in hand. And I ask them at the top of the paper, they can write it real tiny, something that reminds you of your relationship with the Creator. Well, I'm always inching up there, la ilaha, I'm writing it in Arabia, because for me, it just sticks. But la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, and then I put Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Now I ask the children, okay, tell me what did you put on your paper? Well, one of them said, well, I like to put mine at the bottom, because at the bottom, when I finish writing what I'm writing, it reminds me of my relationship with the Creator. And some just say kind, or some say, you know, blessings. Whatever word fits for us to be in the remembrance of Almighty God. And then we go on to draw a line in the middle of the paper. Horizontal line, and above that line, write all the attributes of you that you are pleased with. Below the line, you know the opposite, right? Below the line, those attributes that you want to work on, and it becomes something that you look at. You know how speak about having a visual board. This is more or less something that we can work on. It's a visual. And we see it, and if we've been procrastinating, which that was one of mine, if we procrastinate, you know, I was about to say learn procrastination. I don't know if we learn it, but anyway, procrastination winds up being something you want to put under that line. And as you work on it, you know when you've evolved, because time will become more important. Or how do you schedule? No one can tell another person how to do it, in the sense of I wouldn't know what's important to you time-wise, other than prayer, but what's important to you? You know, my life and what I've connected with and made my life, then I would situate that on a time schedule. Likewise for yourself, you will situate what you're doing on a time schedule. Now, many times we said, okay, call me or can I call you at such and such time? When do you have time? We find ourselves asking each other that, right? So when we say that, then we say, well, I don't know. Just call me because, you know, if I give you a time and it winds up being a conflict, then we can always push it off or we can reschedule something else. But alhamdulillah, that's our developing our, we're taking into account for what we do so that we don't procrastinate, so that we don't waste time. And we aren't affecting time when we say we're wasting time. We're affecting ourselves. So the impact will be felt, and it will affect someone else. And for an example, press 1 if you have any comments you'd like to share, please, by all means. For example, you have something scheduled that you're going to tend to, and then you choose to do something else right at the time that you should be leaving. How many times we've done that? And for me, I'm giving it all up, right? For me, it is if something is not clean in the kitchen or something, you know, it just gets my attention. Oh, man, I don't want to leave these dishes in the sink, or I don't want to, or whatever. It's something that gets my attention, and I tend to it. If you have a pet, and maybe the pet, you didn't empty the litter box or whatever, and you choose to do that, or maybe you've taken the recycles out because you didn't do them last evening. If you are recycling, I pray you are recycling, right? And I'm going to check myself on that right. Everything, I'm hearing myself saying right. Whatever it is that interferes with our timeliness, is it really important or do we have to speak to ourselves, that self that is choosing to do that? It's impacting our appearance to be on time or to be negligent of being on time. So praise be to Almighty God. Whatever we can incorporate in our lives, and as we are seeing others and we're moving, we're actually moving around one another, and everything we're doing is in some way impacting someone else. So I do home health. So I must say this too. When my strongest intention is to do and be what I'm to do and what I'm to be about, and it gets without me intending to, it gets a little off-centered. For me, I'm describing it as that. But do you know when I get to where I'm going? And some way it was intended, it was best that I did not come at the time I had planned. I had planned. You hear that? It works out. Or if I come a little later than I had planned, it comes out that I will be asked to stay a little later, which balances out the time. Plan, it happens. But what I was speaking to before was when we consciously interfere with what we are supposed to be doing, that we've given our word, comes down to that, we've given our word and we want to keep our word. But when there are those adjustments that we have to make and we did not intentionally maladjust the time and wind up being, I'm doing everything but say late, right? because I truly don't believe in lateness. I really don't. I believe in it's just your time, but you're not late. You're on time for whatever is supposed to be, especially when you're not intentionally doing something to impact it that way negatively. Alhamdulillah. Press 1 on your phone if you want to share your comments. Another adjustment that I find myself doing, and again, this is all about development, the community of self, developing in a way that will be healthy and beneficial to self and to others, especially when it comes to cleanliness, how we living within a household with others, even if we're living within a household of ours, just by ourselves, we say, okay, I live by myself. Well, I don't have to put my clothes away. I don't have to iron up my clothes before I need them. I don't have to wash my clothes every week or twice a week or what have you. I don't need to brush up right now. I don't need to dust the furniture. Oh, and when I think about dusting furniture, I'm thinking, why even have it? It's going to collect dust. I know I'm going too extreme on that one. Okay. Just forget I said it. But just the simple things around the house, sitting in the house without the television being on any, or even without one, because I love to read and I love to study and I love them. That's mine. But your thing, I want you to think about what you love to do and what interferes with your time schedule. Is it a television show? By you turning on, you had to consciously turn on that television. Or do you get so into the reading that you say, well, I'll just do this one more. I want to read another chapter. Or I want to exercise a little longer. It's all good, but are we allowing that good to become a negative? So, alhamdulillah. Just putting that out there, everyone, to think about the self, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the soul is one, and its mate, as we stated before last week, it is the physical, the material, as Imam Warthy Muhammad rahimahullah has said, the spiritual and the material are mates. Here we are coming out from that in the physical flesh and blood, male and female, from the male and female, the continuous generation. But it's not changing the beginning of the soul and its mate. It still comes down to the spiritual and the material. We are physical and spiritual. We see the physical first, but we are the spiritual and the physical. The mental, is the operator, right? The organizer. Yeah, is the organizer, and it keeps the two aligned. Because we are speaking to it. We're thinking it and we're speaking. We're thinking and we're speaking. And as we think, then reading Quran is so relaxing. So we have the answer to certain things simply because we have read Quran. We ask for forgiveness for ourselves when we wrong our own selves. I say when, not if, and it's just a beautiful connection. And, you know, as I think about sleep, pattern of sleep, does that interfere with our timeliness? Because we're not getting the proper amount of sleep, or we crash and then we say, oh, I overslept. Is it truly oversleeping that's the end result? Or is it that we didn't retire? Then we could say, well, I wasn't tired. Do we have to be tired? I mean, these are just questions that we can ask self. So we hold self accountable. So we don't have to make excuses. We just hold self accountable. Develop mental stages. I'll stop right there and we'll go to some public service announcements that I've missed. We'll go to some public service announcements, and if you have any questions, we'd like to hear from you. Press one on your phone to chat with me, the you, how you are getting to know the real you. The real you, yes. We spoke about the actor on the stage. We're on the stage, and we're performing. And is that the real you? Alhamdulillah. We'll be back to ask you, to hear from you. Inshallah, God willing. You're listening to Community Developmental Stages, Martha Naila Abdullah. We heard some things of Community Buzz, CWSC Community Buzz. Have you heard? And we want to know more about what is happening around the globe, primarily in the United States of America. And when we return, God willing, if you don't have any questions or comments, we'll share more on what's happening in the Tampa Bay area. All right? Thank you for being here on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Edward Willis, advisor at Graceline Community, asking you to join me in supporting community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us. or phone in your pledge to 910-317-0297. Again, make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or by phone at 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Dapreeta Hadi, director of the MCNRD Model Community National Resource Directory, reminding volunteers of our upcoming MCNRD Social Connect Conference every last Sunday of the month, 1 o'clock p.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to your participation, so please check your email for conference call information. Thank you so kindly. Assalamu alaikum.
Again, for being here, I want to note, and I pray that you you're thinking of your listening here on American Muslim 360 broadcast, the actual extent of where we are being heard. And I was just sharing that Russia, we're also heard in Russia. And the Russia listenership is 1 point above Canada's. And Canada is like a one third of the United States listenership. So where we have 90% listenership here, then we have 2% in Canada and 34% in Russia. I said 1% above it. And then it goes on to whoever's listening in the other areas, it may be counted as less than 1%, but we don't know what number that is of the population. But alhamdulillah, nonetheless, the listenership is broad. So praise be to Almighty God. And we are thankful for all the listeners, wherever you are. We pray that something that we are sharing is of a benefit. We are of the human family, and we keep pressing on, saying the human being human. We have that regardfulness for the Creator, and we truly will connect with that, the human that we are. So the real you, press 1 on your phone and we'll open your mic. Don't be shy. There we are, 914. Let's see. I'm going to take a stab and say this is Sharifa again. Am I correct? Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. This time Muhammad is calling in, though.
Oh, Muhammad is calling in? Okay. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum, Muhammad.
Yeah, wa alaikum assalam. Yeah, you just changed the subject or the topic on us when you came back after the...
Come right on back with it. Don't pay that in attention. Forgive me. Go right on to what you want to share.
Oh, yeah, but no apologies necessary. No, that's good to change up. I mean, you took us into another area. Took us into Russia and the borderline and Canada and all of that. That's good. Praise be to Allah. Yeah, we need to think global. Yes, we need to think global. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah. Okay, well, what I was going to say on in that, who is the real you or who is the real me?
Uh-huh.
So actually, we are words, really. You can now tell us that. And we bear witness, it's the truth, we are words. We came here knowing nothing, a blank space as an infant, as a newborn. And words is what made us. So ask the question that you was asking, who is the real me? Now that's an excellent question. And who is the real me? There's so many other things that monsters have come into me, so am I the real me or am I somebody else? These words and things that I've taken in, concepts and ideas and reading books and listening to music and different things. So who is the real me? I said that I think it was the lessons. The real you is a righteous Muslim. So when you look at that definition, I say, well, I guess I'm not the real me. Yeah, who asked
And then we step back and say, okay, I've got to learn that even.
Yes. Yeah, well, yeah. Thank you for taking us back to the drawing board on self. Who is self?
I mean.
You just crazy to our lives. I hope we don't give up with this area that you're taking us into tonight, especially that this procrastination.
I know I stepped on my toes.
Mine too. Okay, thank you for your topic.
One second, Muhammad. And do you find yourself asking yourself why, or you've just gotten so used to it that we just excuse it? I know I had been excusing it for myself, and then it kept hitting me in the face and hitting me, and I'm going, you know what? Stop. Just stop.
That's right. Just stop. Yeah, I heard a preacher say a few days ago, thinking about focus. And sometimes you're actually wasting time. You're not really getting things done when you're doing your multitasking, and sometimes you wind up not doing two or three different things, and actually you wind up not doing anything really. that word about focus. I mean, you got to, yeah, you got to really be, well, I can't think of a better word than focus. In order to get something done, you got to be concentrated. You know, sometimes I was thinking a few days ago, why am I not farther ahead? You know, such as financially and just in the other areas. Because maybe you haven't really happened to be focused. Why is one person is, we've had the same education, the same abilities, same environments and all this. Why is one person, I guess I'm on the financial thing now, why is one person, we had all the same environments, why is this person a millionaire and the other person only got thousands? Maybe because that other person focused on exactly what they wanted and they stayed with it. They stayed with it. They focused on that one thing and that's how they wind up on top. Not just that, everybody, education-wise and other things. People come out with the same degrees and everything. A person go off to be a CEO and the other person is a field assistant in another department. They both came out of the same environments. Their parents were educators or financial people. This is, I think the preacher's program, Focus. You know, I think that's very, I think about that more with focus. Maybe it'll be less procrastinators.
Now, I put one thing in there as we make, and when we say, when I say focus, I may give attention to it and make the intent to, my intention to take care of something. And I tell you, it boils down to get up. I literally talk to myself out, get up and do it. Just get up and do it. And once I submit to that, then I go, then I'm happy at the end. Rather than, okay, you know what, I'm going to lay my head down a little bit and then I'll take care of such and such, and I hear this other word backdrop thinking, saying, you know, if you lay down, you know you're not gonna get up and you know that, and I'm hearing it.
Yeah. Right.
And every time I ignore that one, then sure enough, I'm jumping up and I'm saying, oh, I didn't do that. And every time that I didn't do it, something else important comes up and I wind up putting that I should have done in the time slot that it was available for me to do, that I didn't do it. That's where comes down to, you know, like you say, did you take the classes? Did you take the courses? Did you go on? Did you connect with people who were there ready to help you to make that next step or to become that manager and that owner? You know, they're saying the door is open right now. But praise be to Allah. The all in all thing is, do we really want it? And can we compare ourselves with someone else? I believe that puts us in a dangerous spot when we're asking, you know, in comparison to someone else. We may want it, but do we want it as badly as they wanted it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then we have to love where we are.
Mm-hmm.
It goes back to that gratitude and appreciation, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But if we truly want what we are wanting to be connected with, we simply have to outline what it takes to get there. and follow the outline.
Thank you for tonight.
Alhamdulillah. You're more than welcome. And that, and to follow, you know, follow the my own hearing what I'm saying, brother. Praise be to Almighty God. 10 seconds. We're going to be easing off into our song, as we, Sister Darshni said, you know, the being thankful. Thank you, dear listeners. Let me see. And thank you, Muhammad, and thank you, Sharifa, both of you. That's been a real treat tonight. And Sharifa, you'll let me know if that works on the phone. All right?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. All right. Assalamu alaikum to everyone. It has truly been, you know, I have to hold back on a lot of things I've written from back in, starting in 1982, and adjusting things along the way. And one of those things, Muhammad and everyone else, is procrastination on writing books, putting it on pages and calling it a book. But praise be to Almighty God. I've loved teaching it more than writing it into a book, but inshallah, I know that is something I want to do and I need to do. And you too. We all have that which we can put down on paper, and it can be an instructional guide for others. We call it wisdom. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, we hear it in Surah Al-Kahf every Friday morning. We hear it. And a lot of the revelation is opening up to me. Is you know, I'm speaking in conversations with others, and I'm saying, wow, that takes me back to, and especially, you know, to the juncture of Prophet Musa, and some said he was returning to his younger self. And wow, never thought of it like that. Yes. You know, it's probably way became wayward or what have you. But much to venture into how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings it to us, and how we can capitalize on what we've come to know and not be so vain about it, and then not be so extreme on ourselves. What's the word? Judge, you know, harsh, hard on ourselves. Love ourselves. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for ourselves. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what we have become. And perhaps if we've gone a different route, if we've gone a different route, we probably won't be as nice as we are today. Thank you all. Once again, inshallah, we're going to go to, as we stated, our musical. Enjoy. This is Abdulrahman Hatim. You've got to be thankful.
Early in the morning, sail and prayer. Meadows press fruit coffee as I stumble down the stairs. Tiptoe by the bedroom where my children sleep. 25 years later, I still pray my Lord their souls to keep. Grab my keys, grab my hat, and I head on out the door. Crank up my old pickup truck, get off the work I go. But I gotta be alright,
gotta be alright,
do the best that I can. Try and make a difference, cause that's just who I am. I've gotta be strong,
gotta be strong,
and let a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But I But you gotta be thankful.
Gotta be
grateful for my life and all the things he's given me that make my life my life. For the warm rays of sunshine, the stars that light the night, friends that last forever, and my children and my wife. Now there's a little boy who lives down the street who wants to grow to be a man. But life is rough and the streets are tough and he tries to understand. He said, mister, can you help me? Can you lend a helping hand? Tell me why the life's so rough. Can you help me understand? Well, I think about the days gone by and the things my daddy said and the wisdom that he shared with me still lingers in my head. He said, you gotta be all right.
Gotta be all right.
You gotta do the best that you can. Try and make a difference. In any way you can, you gotta be strong.
Gotta be strong.
And lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But you gotta be thankful.
Gotta be thankful.
You gotta be grateful for your life and all the things he's given you that makes your life your life. For the warm rays of sunshine and the stars that light the night, and friends that last forever, and your children and your wife. Go back to colors, and I sing the day's last prayer, asking for his blessing for people everywhere, and our sons and daughters who fight in foreign lands, trying to make a difference for this and only. But they gotta be alright. They gotta do the best that they can. Try to make a difference. Any way they can, they've got to be strong.
Gotta be strong.
And lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But they gotta be thankful. They gotta be grateful for their lives and all the things he's given them that make their life for the warm rays of sunshine and the stars that light the night and friends that last forever and their children and their wives. Yeah, they gotta be thankful.
All that Almighty God has blessed us with, we say, Allahu Akbar. Praise be to Allah. Tomorrow morning with Imam Kareem Hanik, 7 a.m. Gosh, that means he's up 6 a.m., of course, in St. Louis, Missouri. So 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. with Evolution of Revolutionary Thought and Creative Purpose. Come prepared, open heart, open mind, and your pen and pad. Hear the commentary of Imam Worth D. Mohammed, Rahimullah Aleyh, and share what brings up in your mind, and then how is it being applied in your life, if you care to share. And then 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., Imam Delaysa Umar Phillips shared that he's going to be really drilling into the idea of prayer and the impact of prayer in our lives on preparing to make it in the land of plenty with his recurring guest, Imam Professor Rabbani Muhammad, and their connection with Imam Michael Hameen. So please plan to attend. And then in the evening, 7 p.m. to 8 or 9 p.m. with Dipreeta Hadi with Al-Islam in focus. All those attributes, we can never hear about it enough and then hear a word of importance that's being shared by Dipreeta Hadi, the director of the MCNRD. And as always, go to cwsc.us, everyone. And don't forget to click on that blue donate button, $9.99. We want to go to sleep with that on your mind. $9.99, yes. As we enter into the ending of this Gregorian year, we're in the month of Rabi Thani, the second of and we're here with the fourth month of the Hijri calendar, Rabi Thani. Tonight has taken us into the 25th on the Gregorian calendar, on the Hijri calendar, excuse me, 24th, 25th. It's close to that. And next week we will be entering the month of Jamada al-Awwal. All right? The fifth month on the calendar. That means it's taking us closer to Ramadan. But each month has its presence. And we're there. We're here in it. Let's show our appreciation. Thank you, dear listeners. God willing, see you in the morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. God's peace be with you, be upon you. God's mercy and blessings.